Muita mulher aí sendo muita mulher agora, dentro dele, de chique, onde de rio, desde que reixo, e as pessoas em quatro, colei, muita mulher aí sendo, de tosse, dentro dele, de chique, onde rache, desde que reixo, e as pessoas, e as pessoas, em quatro, colei, incluindo Chaves, Israel, bota Chaves, só, que só, se creche no nicho da história, porque se está com o resto da fé. Porque com a telecolega, Deus não aloca no resto da fé, só Deus não diferença quando se acha que se creche no nicho da história, se creche de longe no nicho da história. E a falsidade da história de Deus é toda, exceto Deus que sube a história, mas Deus que da manhã em Chávez, da cotina em Chávez, da quina em Chávez, in Sanhedrin, all over. So is that there is no such concept of psychreishe in this life. Psychreishe is considered this habit. Psychreishe in the Nichbesle is considered this habit. And psychreishe in the Nichele is considered this habit. But by Shabbos, according to the Pshid and Saber Allah, the Drogash and Tzrich and Gufo is Potter. So psychreishe in the Nichbesle is always, and you name it, if it's way up his legs, he's indifferent, he doesn't care. So it's in the law of Hashem, it's really good for. If it's in the law of Hashem, it's really good for. So really, he's part of my Shabbos. But he called it a kule, secretion, yichthus, he's high in the according to the V, he called it a kule, secretion, yichthus, he's part of the kule. So these are the four sheets. Now, Rashi Shiti is the psychreishel yichthus lei yischayim kolat el kule in kulim Shabbos. But psychreishel yichalei, so by Shabbos is potter, because leches machsheves but in kolat el kule, so just the psychreishel yichthus lei yischayim, so psychreishel yichalei, creation of Nihale is also high. So according to Rashi, we see that the creation of Nihale, or its Kotale, then is not Murasma. But the creation of the slave is Murasma. Now the question is, the Chaim says that we should go over the Chaim and not the Smooth, it's very important. This is the basic time. Many alochas in the Shabbos, in Kalatel Kulim, and the doubt of the Shabbos can be understood in this time. So, in other words, so he says that there are two concepts. There is a concept, a general concept of Dorshin is Hamukadeku, and that is expressive of a prerequisite of Kavona, of intent. According to the Pshimen, so intent to the Dobro Osea is an essential ingredient of Maizabi. Whenever the Torah asks us a certain Maizabi, whether it's Moha Shabbos or Tima, Sa'abai Nozir, or it's Kibre Isha Gabi, Hamidea, or Sirus, Allah, Ba'atir, Hamishasu, Sirus, so it is done without Kavona to Maizabi Osea. If it's done without carbon and mice itself, it's not a mice habit. It's not a mice habit. Now, I just want to point out one thing. That even though, according to the human, carbon is a necessary ingredient, it's a necessary ingredient of any mice habit in order to make. And even a veil that have not a veil. So, carbon is a necessary ingredient. Now, I have been ignoring Leon Erchnoki in Sanhedrin, mentions that in connection with Hegel Golden Limit. So, in other words, if the father is sick and the son has to perform an operation, so of course, if it's actually the Acher, son is up to God, so he should do it all the Acher. But if it's not actually the Acher, the son can also do the operation upon the father. But I'll make a chabuah, many chabuahs, because, so that's a special dosakosan, that's a special dosakosan, because the food is mutter. But suppose the father has a splinter, and he has to take out the splinter, and if he takes out the splinter, so he might cause bleeding. So the Gemara said, the Gemara says, or let's say, and not only Rime. So, not only Rime, so certainly one is allowed to take out his finger. But, so, because when you come in Chabur and so after I said to the Chayel, the answer is the same as Chabur. So we see, that all Rime, the Gemara discusses, mouths who are, whether son is allowed to take out the case, the splinter from the father's hand, because it can be done by somebody else, but by a regular person, not the father, so he's certainly allowed. The Gemara says, why is he allowed? But he might make chabure, because it's Doroshim Yishabim. So we see that the halacha of Doroshim Yishabim applies even to Yisurim of Menul Chaber. But there is one issue that the halacha of Doroshim Yishabim doesn't apply, and that's the Zichah. The halacha of Doroshim Yishabim doesn't apply to the Zichah. Why? Because there is a Zichah. There is a parasha of Yah. Somebody is in the palace and chops wood, and then a splinter of the wood, you know, falls upon a person, or the garrison is separated, slips out from the holder. So, and then it kills, the thousand itself falls out from his hand, and kills another person who is standing there. Now, the Tzia B'Sheir, he didn't know there's another person, he didn't know things, he wasn't happened to do anything that is wrong. So, still, since that happened to him, he's high going. So, we should say it's the ocean is hardened, he's not really up there. So, it's a riot that the Yisra of the Zirzor is an exception to the Allah of Doroshim Yishabim. Even though Doroshim Yishabim is an essential ingredient in every Maisa Vere, including Gavere, the Nomu Havere, like Chedor the Havere, and even the Gavere, Chedor was made only in Tachimidah, so it's possible that somebody else should get out of this winter, so the sun can do it. But as far as these Chabur was in so there is Allah of Doroshim Yishabim, but the Tzicha is an exception to the Allah of Doroshim Yishabim. So in Mele, to say, because I saw someone who's really a scholar, but that was a mistake, and we should have, I'm going to mention it, because people should think, I mean, that this is the Dinah Torah, somebody was discussing whether it's all right, you know, to perform nuclear experiments, you know, because many scientists say that as a result of the nuclear experiments and the radiation, so many sicknesses, you know, result and people become affected with all kinds of fatal diseases because of the radiation. So somebody wrote the hacker, the problem is all right, because the radiation is hot. So, I mean, this is, doesn't make sense of the halacha. Doroshim Yitzchabim doesn't apply to the Tzir. So, the Raya is the parasha of the Tzir B'Shem. So, in other words, you cannot vindicate nuclear experiments on the basis of Doroshim Yitzchabim. So, maybe there is no heta to, if it is true that the radiation results in many fatal diseases, in many fatal diseases, so then there is no heta whatsoever to do the nuclear experiments that might, in the long run, cause the death of certain people. And the Tzirch is one of the Zionists in the Meach. So the Meach is also Mitzrayim. And just as Ligabi Yisrael, so there is no heta of Doroshim Yisrael, Ligabi Yisrael Tzirch, because Yisrael Tzirch is one Yisrael to which the Aloha of Doroshim Yisrael doesn't apply. And that's that there is a possible of the parasha of the Tzir HaMishayim. There is definitely Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael. It didn't occur to his remotest imagination that something like this will happen. Still is high dollar. He is in there, the Yisrael. So that means that the Yisrael of Yisrael, the Yisrael of Tzir HaMishayim, is an exception to the Aloha of Doroshim Yisrael. So there is no heta for the nuclear experiments if it is true that it might result in casualties. So whether it is true or not, I cannot say anything. Then the scientists have to determine. But if it is established that it will cause the death of certain people, there is no heta whatsoever. No heta whatsoever. And see, the other by Yahweh, I believe in you. The fact that no one mentions that doesn't mean anything, because people are not morally calling. People consider everything from a pragmatic point of view, whether it's conducive to the convenience of the society, or it's not convenient, or it's not conducive to the convenience of society. So President Reagan is a great president, but he was Nichshol. Why was he Nichshol? Because President Reagan assumes that anything that is consistent with fighting communism is all right. As long as it's consistent with the plan of fighting communism, so you can do it. So you have to support and cater to Ferdinand Marcos. Who is Ferdinand Marcos? A crook, one of the biggest crooks in the world. An international book for the Marcos. So President Reagan supported it. Why did he support him? What's the difference with him? There's one mile. He hates communism. So because of that, you can support him. That's why he was Nichshol now. So it's something like Watergate. Why was he Nichshol? Because he wanted to help the Contras. Who are the Contras? The Contras, they hate communism. They are murderers. It was mentioned in the news. And they even showed it on television. Picture of a member of the Contra who forced a member of the Sandinista government to dig his own grave. That's Nazi tactics. He was a graduate student of Northwestern University. And he had a summa cum laude, he was a very smart boy, fortunately not a Jewish boy. So he had a happy and taking pictures. So he went to Nicaragua to take pictures. So he took a picture. He took a picture of a member of the Contra forcing the member of the Sandinista government to dig his own grave. And then he sold this smart student, graduate student of political science in Northwestern University, summa cum laude. So the Miller Post offered him $10,000 for that picture. So he sold the picture to the New York Post, and that picture was shown on television, no news. I saw it myself. So who are the countries? Who are they? Some of them are real ones, some of them. So Reagan is supporting them. Why is he supporting them? Why communism? Mm-hmm. So even if he's a Ritzeach, you have to support. That's why he was here, so I mean, like this, he was so popular. Now he's the American people is through with him. Why? Because he channeled all the profits from the arms and weapons that were sold to Iran. He channeled that to the countries. That was the illegal thing. Selling arms and weapons did not involve any illegality. Everybody can understand. Why not sell arms and weapons in order to rescue the American hostages? Nothing wrong with that. To be much of American hostages, nothing wrong. No one is criticizing him. But what excuse did he have to channel the profits to the Nicaragua? Why? Because they are fighting communism. So, fighting communism, so they're nice people. They are fighting communism. There's the trouble. So there is no hatred. I mean, to do these things. These are things that involve the Tzirche. And the Tzirche of the unity or the other. And there is nothing that can vindicate that. Not even the concept of Dovashim Yisrael. Even though there are Roman scholars who mention that it's a hatred, but it doesn't make sense. There is no hatred of Dovashim Yisrael in any government. And that's it, there's a puzzle. The guy is from the other. Anyway, So the aloche, so Reb Chaim says that the aloche of Dovashim Yisrael, so is a unique. Actually, Kulanim, everybody says that. So Reb Chaim says is a unique in the Dovashim Yisrael. The situation is considered Yisrael, no, it's Kulanim Yisrael. But Kulanim Yisrael is not considered Yisrael. Is not considered Yisrael. It's not considered Yisrael. Mashiach in a corridor of the day, the Dovashim Yisrael in Yisrael, in Kolatay Kole. So there is no such essential ingredient of Kavone Lisa. Even without Kavone Lisa, the Maisa Vera is Maisa Vera. But by Shabbos, there is a loch of Lachas Machshebes. Lachas Machshebes is a given idea, nothing. So Mele, extraction. So if there is no extraction altogether, then he is lacking. But if there is extraction, those extraction we have to say, so according to Reb Shimon, that there is an element of Kavone. So Mele, extraction we have to say, so the element of Kavone is lacking. But according to Reb Yehuda, there is no such prerequisite as Kavone. But if there is no extraction, so then the B is lacking. But if there is extraction, even if there is a situation to hear the slave, so then the idea is present. But from this Rashi it should be clear, the Sidra to Rabbi, because Rashi says that situation to hear the way, so then is not about Shabbos. Now I say, well, it's high. But Tzichreishel Nicham in the Shabbos is better because it's inconsistent with Meleches Machshebes. So that means that Meleches Machshebes is expressive not only of the concept and the prerequisite of Kavaneh, but not only of the concept of Kavaneh, but even of Kavaneh. Otherwise, why is Tzichreishel Nicham in the Shabbos? So how can we reconcile the Reb Chaim with this? So, it's, first of all, it's not the Kashi against Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it in the Oruch and in the Rambam. And Rashi is definitely clearly can the Oruch and the Rambam, because Rashi says explicitly that the Chimei the Reb Shimon situation will hear first. But even vis-a-vis Rashi, so we do not have to reject Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim says that Dovashim Yisrael, that Meleches Machshebes is expressive of the prerequisite of the Jew, like 그 사람이 나갔으니까 그렇게 입혀버린 셔커 so shadows is spot because that was but since some discussion and that it appears that way from the morning which says the sugi of shach and lucky to be there it's too late to go away but for the next year to go away tomorrow now when we do next year I don't think it's safe I'm not the humble as far as I'm concerned it's not the situation usually I'm not happy with the fact that for 3 weeks there won't be any show I'm very upset about it but it's a situation in Michalev I should have come and just like that and then make a minion I don't like to make a minion or even a shum I don't like to make a minion if there is no minion so right so the people who have done the Yechida it's not it's but you know certain Rabbonim in New York especially in the winter months so you go outside and they grab every Jew I mean sometimes they grab someone they don't know whether he's a Jew or he's not a Jew they grab him for a minion you need a minion somebody has to say Kaddish I was also a rabbi in New York years ago and I also had trouble with the minion in the winter months but I never suggested that somebody one of the holy ones or nothing should go outside to make a minion. There is no minion, there is no minion, so Dam Yechides. Whose fault is it? So it's the fault of those who don't feel a responsibility, you know, to maintain a minion show. So it's not here to grab everybody. I mean, some Gabon, you know, on the west side especially, I remember. So he used to spend, you know, around Shkia time and stop every pedestrian. She says, did you down in the head? So, I could come and make a million from here, but I would like to make a million. But, and I'm not in Schaven and the situation in the house. All right, this is not Chavez. This is not so there's no difference between Yisrael Yichlis Lehim or Yichalei. But the fact is, because of the situation, and I'm upset about it, there won't be Shia next week, there won't be Shia 2 weeks. And I want to say, next week will be January the 6th, and then 2 weeks will be the week of January the 14th. And then 3 weeks will be the week of January the 21st. So in other words, when will I start coming again? It's the week of January 28th. So anyway. You have to go over the sugya in cases of Shachin Lachin. But from that, you go over, that's when you will see that there are two dream of Nachas Machsheves. One dream of Nachas Machsheves is the annulment of Yidin. In other words, in order to be in Locha Asura, the person has to be conscious of the fact that he's in Locha. And then there is another element, not Kabbalah, but Chotzer. There's a difference between it. The Chaim is right. So, there is Yidiyeh, and there is Kavonah, and there is Otz. So, Melech, Psikreshe do Yichbes Frey, so, is according to Rav Yudeh, who Kolater Kule, so it doesn't require Kavonah. So, Melech, by Shabbos, it doesn't require Kavonah either. It doesn't require Kavonah either by Shabbos. But by Shabbos, the Buddha is made a devotion in his heaven, he walks on grass on Shabbos, even if he walks out grass. So it's not even a Mitzvah that I say, because the element of it is there. But if there is a situation, even if there is a situation in the way, so the element of it is present, is not considered Mitzvah, but he is present. Machine came to creation in Michalei when he's upset, so then the element of Trotzen, in other words, in the Sugya, in Shochach, Lachit Nuribe, in Trises, it's Muchach, that there are two alohas implicit in Lechas Machshavos. Number one, that Yehudi has to be present. And if a person is unconscious of the fact that he is doing the Meloche, so then it's not a Meloche Asur. Number two, that it has to be Rasis in Ritzeli. So if he is indifferent, then Asur Ritzeli is. It's not against his will that the Meloche should be done. Because he's indifferent, he doesn't care. Some Mele is considered Rasis. But if he's upset about it, but he can't help it, as here, he has to have the blood of the Chalosim, and the only way to squeeze out the blood is by crushing it. And if he crushes, so the Chalosim will die, he can't help it. But he's very sorry, he does it reluctantly, so then the element of fortune is left. So in other words, so this Rashi, I'm figure, so now, some might as well mention, so you should go over the whole subject in Chrisis. In Chrisis, that you'll do after the Prima, you mentioned. When the Prima does not contain any shyness on the subject of Shachar, first of all, the Mishnah that you test in Chrisis. And then, the whole Gemara, starting with the Mishnah that you test on Dalet, up to the end of the period, that pop on the show. All right. That's all. That's all. As I told you before, as far as I'm concerned, this is crazy. Anyway, it's a consideration.
Just getting the point.